Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198, email address lsmedia@livingseed.org, or visit our website at www.livingseed.org.
Tonight, we are going to take the story of another brother who desperately made a mistake in life that needed recovery. Because we are crying to God and say, revive us, O Lord, revive us, O Lord, revive us, O Lord. It is very critical for us to seek understanding of what warrants the cry, you know, for revival. What brings a man to the place where he needs a fresh touch of God on his life in order for the glory that we are talking about, the glory that God said will rise upon you in order for it to break forth. And I intend the Lord helping us tonight to ask you to consider the experience of Brother Jonah. There's a man in the Bible called Jonah. Hallelujah. And what concerns me about Jonah, at least for tonight, is the restoration of Jonah. They bring him back unto life that God in mercy brought to Jonah despite all that happened to him. And why do I intend to discuss Jonah with you tonight? One of the things that I'm believing God for, I realize that we have come into a time in the Christendom when there are so many activities. Everybody seems to be doing something. Everybody seems to be having one fellowship here, one fellowship there, one meeting here, one group there, one thing there. To the point that you might be thinking that that was a very powerful revival going on. And yet, if you get into the heart of God, something is missing that needed to be restored. And as I look at the story of Jonah with you briefly tonight, and as we highlight some little issues in his own life, and as we bring out what are the things that became the pitfalls of that great man of God, it might make you a little more sensitive unto the quiet decay that could be happening within your soul for which you are going to particularly and personally be holding God's hand tonight and say, God, I know you have a plan for my life. And I know you are going on a journey with me. But this kind of silent decays that is beginning to happen in my life, you must arrest it for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, before we will be facing what God will be saying to us finally tomorrow, what I felt God wants me to deal with tonight is to deal with dealing with personal issues of revival. You personally, not talking about what others are doing, but me, I want to be on fire. I want to walk in a perpetual fire. I want to experience God in an ever-increasing manner. I don't want something to quietly decay in me while I am still busy going up and down. And I found the story of Jonah, so many quiet issues in Jonah's life that I have been challenged as I'm looking at it again and again and again. And because the whole story of Jonah, you will find it in the book of Jonah. And it's only four chapters. Four very, very short chapters. In fact, as I'm looking at all the chapters, when you count all the verses that they used to discuss the life of Jonah, those of you that can calculate very well, you will know that all the verses is just 48 verses. It's not up to one chapter in Jeremiah. Psalm 119. Isn't it? So I'm looking at Jonah's life described in 48 verses of the Bible. While I looked at Jacob's life yesterday, one thing that gladdens my heart about Jacob was that at the end of the day, the sun rose upon him. And today, God is not ashamed for us to say, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the man of war, his mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holiness. Jonah missed it. Jacob missed it. But God helped him to recover. Even though with a broken limb. But I'm not sure about how Jonah ended. And so my challenge this night for some of you listening is those who started well, who didn't end clearly. Are you with me? So when I'm crying for revival, for me, my cry for revival is not just to be a preacher. I want to end well. I don't want to be an history in my lifetime. I don't want anybody to say, when Brother Gwile used to preach, and I'm still alive. No. Mm-mm. It won't happen like that. I'm going to end well in the name of Jesus. Sometimes they say, well, that brother, when I first knew him, when he preaches like this, sinners always will cry. But now when I listen to him, he just makes everybody to laugh. He preaches nothing now but money. God forbid. So I am attracted tonight in my cry for revival. As if God is saying, look at Jonah. Look at what happened to Jonah. And make sure you do not end your story with question mark. I want someone to quickly see the end of Jonah. Is anybody able to help me check the end of Jonah? The last word and the last punctuation mark of the book of Jonah. What is it? Eh? What happened to a great man of God like Jonah? That his life and his ministry ended. Not with amen. His story ended with what? A question mark. And you see, for me, it is not enough to start well. And I would like to say to some of you as you are hearing me, because there is no attempted Christianity, there is no reward for those who attempted to be a Christian. Those who will be rewarded, the Bible said, only those that endure to the end shall be what? Shall be saved. Young sisters, hear me, please. Can I tell you what I want to tell you? Can I tell you? Do you know that it does not pay you at all to be a Christian while you are single, only to go and marry a wrong unbeliever? So if you know that it's an unbeliever you want to end with, can I counsel you tonight? Go quickly. Because it doesn't pay you. Say, you see, I was a Christian all the time I was on the campus. What has happened to you now? Say, well, if you have started well, what do I want you to do? You must end well in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear you say to somebody, I'm going to end well by the grace of God. What happened to Jonah that his own story ended with a question mark? That is a burden that has come on my heart that I'm sensing we need to deal with tonight as we pray. And I was going to say, God, why did you leave the story of Jonah the way it is, unedited? And the Spirit of God said, it's for you. It's for you. I want you to see it as it is, so that you can take precaution. So, do you think we should study this man together tonight? Eh? Alright. Why did Jonah end with a question mark? That's what we are pursuing tonight. Let's begin by trying to understand who Mr. Jonah was. So in chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible said, "Now, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai." The first thing that touched me, which we need to quickly understand, is that it appears as Mr. Jonah Amittai, J-O Amittai. Do you get his name now? What is his name? Mr. J-O Amittai. Don't ask me for what O stands for. When it is time, you will know it. But his initial is J-O Amittai. But for short, you just call him Jonah. But there's an O that you will discover as you go on in the study of Jonah. Now, but I notice that as you read the Bible referred to Jonah Amittai as a man unto whom the word of the Lord came. Do you know that all the people that became great in the things of God, the only thing that made them great was that the word of the Lord came to them? All the people that you knew now as prophets, it was because the word of the Lord came to them. The way they described Jonah in Jonah 1:1 was the same way the Bible introduced John the Baptist. How many of you remember what they said about John the Baptist in Luke chapter 3, verse 1? The Bible describes, said, in those days, Pontius Pilate was governor, this one that, this one is of Idumea, and that one is a tetrarch of Abilene, and all of this. And they said, and the word of the Lord came unto who? Unto John. So what made John the great man of God that he was because the word of the Lord came to him. When they want to describe Isaiah, they say, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Jeremiah only became a prophet because the word of the Lord came to him. Ezekiel became a notable prophet just because the word of the Lord came to him. So I want you to see that Jonah also was a man unto whom the word of the Lord comes regularly. In fact, when you read the Bible very well, the scriptures made us to recognize that Mr. Jonah Amittai was a contemporary with men like Elisha. So while Elisha was ministering in Samaria, Jonah was his contemporary who was ministering in Judah. And there are many times that the word of the Lord had come to Jonah and it has come to pass exactly. In the book of 2 Kings, I think in chapter 14, let me confirm that. Would you like to confirm something about Jonah? 2 Kings, verse 25 of chapter 14. Can I read for you, or somebody can read for me there? Anybody with a pastoral voice? He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Jonah, the prophet, which was of Gath Hepher. So you can see that even the people in the days of Elisha, they knew that Jonah was the prophet who was living in the northern part of Judah. And the word the Lord gave him came to pass. The Bible said, God restored the coast of Israel according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by the hand of his servant, Jonah, the son of Amittai. So what did we discover in 2 Kings? Jonah, the son of Amittai, was the servant of the Lord. Am I right? Secondly, he was the prophet. Is that all right? Thirdly, whatever God gave him to say came to pass. But the question I'm tracing this night is, how did such a man of God, how did he end his career with a question mark? What were the things that happened to him that me and you, we needed to avoid? So that while we are trusting God, and while we are praying that the spirit of revival will settle on our lives, for me, the cry is, Lord, we only cry for revival because something is dying out. Something is no more at its height. And if any time I look and say, God, the way you walked with me many years ago is different from the way you are walking with me now, why the reduction? That was the time to begin to cry for a visitation. So Jonah, son of Amittai, we have confirmed that he was a confirmed servant of God. He was the prophet, and the word of the Lord came to him regularly, and whenever God gave him a message, it came to pass. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Will you please underline the little word that started that scripture? What is the word that started that scripture? Now. What's the meaning of now? It's too simple that you don't know the meaning of now. At this present time, when you use the word now, the word now is talking about the current. The word now is discountenancing the past, and it's not talking about the future. What is he talking about? Now, this present time. Whatever a man was is history. Whatever he hopes and plans to be is what? Is a future that there's no reality yet. What is most current about who you are is what? Is your now. So when that scripture began with that curious word, now, as if to say, whatever Jonah used to be, forget about that. What he is now is more crucial. Sometimes I meet some brother, they say, yes, when we were, I say, no. Tell me who you are now. Where are you standing now? You know, sometimes people meet me, and when they want to describe me, they say, here you meet Brother Billy. When we were on campus, he was this, he was this, he was this, he was this, he was that. And I keep saying, my God, why is this man not looking at what I am now? Why is he talking about history? What can you do with history? Excuse me, what can you do with history? You are not talking to me. What can anybody do with history? Nothing. History is history. You can decorate history. It is history. Am I right? You can dramatize history. But what is it? It is history. History carries nothing current. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm affecting some people here, Abby. I know the professor of history is going to challenge me and say, what are you saying? But history is history. Many times what God looks for in a man's life is now. If you are going to pray, you've got to be praying in the context of your present experience, your present situation now. Whenever anybody is going to be serious about revival, he needs to be serious about his now condition. The Bible said, now, at this time, whatever Jonah used to be in the book of Kings, that has passed. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness is come before me. But Jonah rose up to do what? To flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Please, are you patient with me? Now, let's go over the instruction that came to Jonah in verse 2. Let's settle two issues. The first issue I want you to settle as you look at that verse 2. Let's analyze it. Do you think Jonah made a mistake because the instruction that was given to him was ambiguous? Do you think that Jonah did not understand what he was told to do? That's why he did the wrong thing? I want you to confirm to me. Why do you say no? Just like me. Let's take the scriptures. The word was arise. What's the meaning of arise? Do you need a dictionary to give you the meaning of arise? I'm not hearing you. If you came to a primary one girl and you tell the girl, rise, does the girl understand? Does she understand? So I'm asking a question. What is in Arise that Uncle Jonah did not understand? What is the next word in that instruction? Go. What is go? Go is go. You can see that instructions that came to Jonah was not complicated. Arise, go. And if he said, to where? Was God answering the question quickly? To where? To Nineveh. Now, was he described? Did God give him the description of the Nineveh? What is it? That great city. Go to Nineveh. That great city. In case you say, which Nineveh? And do what? What is the meaning of cry? Does any small girl know how to cry? Does a day old baby know how to cry? So what God told Brother Jonah to do, was it such a difficult thing that you needed a degree to know how to do it? I'm not hearing you again. So God said, arise, go, to where? To Nineveh. To do what? Cry. Go and cry against it. For their wickedness is come up before me. Now, in between verse 2 and verse 3, to you and to me, there was nothing else. Because at the end of verse 2, in my own Bible, what was there? There was a full stop. God had spoken. And what he said was so unambiguous. And there was no big drama in the instruction. Arise, go to where? To Nineveh. To which Nineveh, sir? Which Nineveh? That great city. So when I go there, what do I do? Cry. Cry against it. Why? Why? Because their wickedness is come up before me. Now, the Bible says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Now, are you with me? We are not yet able to discuss what could have transpired between verse 2 and verse 3. It looks as if something happened between verse 2 and verse 3 that is off record. Brothers, sisters, are you hearing me? Because I am confused. How a great man of God like Jonah is giving simple instructions that even primary 6 children will not miss. They can't misunderstand it. How did it happen that in verse 3 we saw Jonah doing something else? Did he do anything in between verse 2 and verse 3 that we don't know? When we further look into the Word of God, we may find maybe there are some silent issues And you know what I'm trying to trace this night? Is that what makes many people's life to end with question marks are the silent, unrecorded, off-record issues that nobody sees. You just suddenly hear that that man of God, he has fallen. And people will say, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. And because the devil is very unfortunate, anything bad is the devil. And you know, occasionally the devil will say, even though I'm devil, but for this one, I don't know anything about this. This one, my hand, no day at all. I didn't even know when Jonah did this one. Say, you are the devil. Get away. We bind him. Say, well, if you bind me, it's all right. But for this case, my hand, no day. My hand is not there. The first thing that I want to draw your attention to is that what makes a man to suddenly leak away? What makes a man who seemed to have a good reputation to suddenly become empty many, many, many times they are off records? And if I'm going to be talking to you about what happened to Jonah, I am searching to discover what is the quiet, unrecorded issue between verse 2 and verse 3 of his life that made him to go to where he went. Praise the Lord. When I studied Jonah, my mind began to cry. I say, God, great men have become non-entities in their lifetime because of silent issues, silent chapters that none of us know about. We only discover that their lives have been perforated and they have become empty. Because of issues that nobody sees, nobody talks about. And if I'm going to speak to you frankly tonight, I would like to say to you that issues that make men useless, they are not on their faces. Issues that pushes you down, they are not on the display. Issues that destroys people's anointing, they were issues that are silently tucked away off record. And if I'm going to ask you, could you check if there are issues that are off record that are beginning to deal with your life inside, that nobody is talking about? People read your biography, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, but there is something between verse 2 and 3 that nobody can read except those who can read in between the lines. So when we call and cry for revival, I wish to draw your attention to areas where you need to spend time of praying. And what are those areas? Silent issues. Issues that nobody can put down in writing. Things that happened in the absence of the multitude. Now, can we check something before we go? Can we? Because I want to see what made his life to end like that. That's my question. People say, it's because he went to Tarshish. It's because he went to Tarshish. You know, my understanding is not like that. My understanding is that something made him to go to Tarshish. Eh? Baba? Bi oba nidi. Okunrin obi e je kumolu. There was something there. If you suddenly see a great man of God who is preaching powerfully, and you hear that he impregnated a girl and it's not his wife, someone say, hey, you know, hey, he's a seducing spirit. He's a seducing spirit. Keep quiet, keep quiet. You don't know what you are talking about. You don't know. It is him who can explain to us the silent chapters. It is only him that can tell us when the matter started. What was the issue that was off record? This kind of issue I'm telling you, are you hearing me? When you are praying, even sometimes you are praying, that matter is dealing with you inside. But because even you are praying with your wife, Oh God, deliver me. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. I don't know how my hand has gone to touch her. Oh God. Then your wife opens her eyes and says, Then when you finish prayer, he says, honey, whom did you touch? Where did you touch her? When? How? Why? Next time, are you hearing me? Next time, when you are praying with your wife now, you remember that she's there. What do you do at that time? Skuri baba baba shanda baba. Sara, saya, sara, 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 sara. Brother, those silent chapters that we even use speaking in tongues to cover up. Those matters that when the Holy Ghost is propping it in you to cry, once you notice the presence of anybody around, you just... I suggest that if you are going to cry for revival, those off-record issues, they are the issues that made so many to end up their story with a question mark. Because I am curious, I'm asking, how could a great man like Jonah, between verse 2, how could he go to Tarshish? I didn't know until, hallelujah, you go to chapter 2, you go to chapter 3, you go to chapter 4, before you will touch what was happening to the man of God. Do you think we should go there quickly? Let's try. Now, in chapter 2, when Jonah had entered into the belly of fish. And he was now in terrible problem. Actually, he said, I cried, in verse 2, by the reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He had me out of the belly of hell. I cried, and you have heard my voice. Thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about, and all your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The dead closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet, as thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God, my soul fainted within me when I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto you into your holy temple. Look at verse 8. There was a little secret that jumped out of his mouth. Did you see it? You didn't see it. What did he say? They that observe lying vanities. What did they do? They forsake their own mercy. If you read that from NIV, is anybody with NIV here? Can you read it for me? Those who cling to worthless idols, they forfeit the grace that could be theirs. What was Brother Jonah beginning to confess there? That while we thought he was still a man of God, while we thought Jonah was in the power of the Holy Ghost, we didn't know that silently, he was beginning to hold on to worthless idols, to the point that he was beginning to forsake the grace of God in his life. He was quietly beginning to hold onto the peripheral things of this world, idols, to the extent that the grace of God, the anointing that he used to know, the power of God that used to rest on his life, he didn't mind again. He began to forsake it. Friends, this did not show, if not that he entered the belly of hell, and he was now crying desperately. Did you see anything like that in chapter 1? I'm afraid that some people that you thought are doing well, some people that you thought are in the spirit, some people that you thought that they are prayerful, they are not there. I'm afraid that people that you thought are powerful for God, they have shifted. They are holding something else. They are beginning to forsake the grace that could have been theirs. Unless Jonah had entered the belly of hell, will any of us know? I'm not hearing you. Imperceptible backsliding. Backsliding that nobody can see unless you come under the microscopic eyes of the Almighty God. If anybody wants to cry for revival in this meeting, Are you hearing me? Cry for the imperceptible issues that is dealing with you in the secret. The issues that eat a man up is not the kind that you see on the platform of pulpit preaching. Amen. Are you hearing me? When your eyes is beginning to cling onto that strange thing at the expense of the grace of God on your life, that is when to start crying. Now, so we didn't know that man of God was already beginning to cling to worthless idols. We didn't know that man of God was already neglecting the grace of God that could have been his. We didn't know that when he suddenly turned from verse 2 and he began to go to Tarshish, we didn't know that something has been happening in between verse 2 and verse 3. Praise the Lord. Are you with me tonight? Did I want to ridicule Jonah to you? No. But God allowed Jonah's life to be put plainly, so that those of you that don't want to end your life in question mark, you can see. There are great preachers who have preached mightily in Nigeria, but they have not yet died. And we are not hearing of them. And nobody knows how their life ended like that. I suggest to you that there are silent chapters. In between verse 2 and verse 3. Do you want us to trace furthermore some of these silent chapters so that you can know how to pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 3, Jonah eventually went to preach to Nineveh. And the people of Nineveh, they repented. And when God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, they proclaimed a fast. The king tore his clothes. Everybody from the king to the servant on the road, they were fasting, including the animals. So God turned and God decided to forgive them. Go to chapter 4, verse 1. You are not there. What did you see? But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. You are not understanding me. How can a preacher of righteousness, who went to preach so that people can repent, and when they began to repent, and God decided that now they have repented, let's forgive them. What did the Bible say now happened to Jonah? He was displeased exceedingly. And he was very angry. Now, is that not a strange reaction? Or am I the one studying my Bible alone? Isn't that strange? What do you think will have happened to a man of God? That when people begin to repent, he is no more happy. What could have happened? The Bible said there is a joy, great joy, for one sinner that repents. But for Jonah, not only that he was exceedingly displeased, he was very angry. What could have happened? what has corroded his heart to that extent? What was the joy he was deriving for seeing sinners perish? He was annoyed. See what he now said. Hallelujah. Again, we wouldn't have known that he said something in chapter 1. But in chapter 4, we are now saying, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray you, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore, I fled before unto Tarshish. Oh my God, you have not seen the Bible. Are you seeing the Bible? So, did you see that in between verse 2 and verse 3 of chapter 1, Jonah said something. Jonah said something which we didn't hear. It was off record. So where did he say it? Where did he say it? He must have said it in his heart. He said, oh Lord, was this not my saying when I was still in my country? When I was yet in my country, was not this my saying? Was that not why I decided to flee unto Tarshish? So you see, when we read chapter 1, and God said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose. We thought it just happened arbitrarily. Isn't it? We thought that nothing transpired. Jonah just suddenly found himself going to Tarshish. No. Jonah said, I had a reason for going to Tarshish before. And I said it when I was in my country. For I knew that you are a gracious God. And that you are merciful, you are slow to anger. And of great kindness. And I know you will repent you of this evil. Is that not what I told you before? That's why I said I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm going to Tarshish. Brother, are you understanding my story tonight? That what will make some people to end in hellfire are silent chapters. Silent chapters. Things that nobody may know that is going on in your heart. Things that is happening to you and nobody knows why you are doing it. But you know and God knows. If anybody wants to pray and say, God, I want your glory to rise on me and I don't want to die a useless death. The issue to focus on, sir, silent chapters. If I'm going to call you to pray tonight, I will be asking you to pray about imperceptible issues. Things that is going on. Things that you have said silently. And I have experienced what I'm telling you before. I knew how a man's life can suddenly change overnight because of something that he has said in his heart. I know how my life could have been completely ruined several years ago when some people provoked me as if I was not intelligent. And as they were, you know, washing their mouth on my head, oh God, nobody knew I was saying it. I said, God, is it because I am serving you? That's why you are making me a disgrace here. I will prove that I can do something. And the Holy Spirit was warning me, Billy, be careful. Your life will soon scatter. I said, if it will scatter, let it scatter. Do you know? As I was moving out of that place, I told myself, I said, God, I know I'm not a lazy man, I'm not a dropout. I'm going to prove by the next time when any of these people will see me, they see me riding, you know, in my car, in my air conditioner car. I was riding B2 that time. You know B2? Sometimes when you are riding your B2, it backfires. It will just do pow! Pow! You see, before that day, when my B2 backfires, I praise the Lord. But from that moment, anytime that the B2 backfires, I say, you see, immediately, my ambition changed. And the car that was raining that time was SR 504 SR air condition. I said, is it because of Christianity that anybody will be talking against me? Anyhow, I will prove to them. I quickly went to buy SR. I will wind up. And I'll put the aircon. Oh, I'm telling you, brother, you will never have met me. I will have been totally, I may not have died, but I will have been a useless non-entity, struggling with gadgets. But nobody knew I took a decision. Even my wife didn't know that my mind has changed. I just came back. I said, look, I'm not using this B2 again. I'm going to pick. We are picking another car. She said, why? But that's not what we said before you traveled. She said, no problem. She will say, what's the matter? I said, no problem. They will know. She said, who are those who will know? I said, don't worry, they will know. The course of my life was changing. The things that I willingly sacrificed on the altar before, I was going to pick them up now. I was going to renew my ambition, which I laid at the altar. I said, God, if this is how people will be putting their mouth on my head, I'm not ready for all this kind of, I want to be the best. Anybody can be anywhere. I will ride the best car. Hey, my God. Something has changed about me. I was more concerned. You see, as soon as I got my car, I was driving to where they said I couldn't make it. I just come in, ping, 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 ping. They ran out. They said, oh, are you the one? Oh, when did you? Oh, this is a nice car. I said, yes. Especially Bereni. Brothers, what makes a man's life to be derailed? When you see a preacher who is no more concerned about souls, but about what he can get from their hand, something has happened somewhere that you don't know. But when I kneel down to pray, I will hear God saying, "Woe unto him who has departed from the Lord." I say, "What are you talking about?" And the Holy Spirit say, "You know. You know the date when you left." When I brought the new car in, brethren came for Thanksgiving, you know. They came, they said, "Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the way you are blessing Brother Billy, and you are beginning to give him things." Hallelujah. Lord, so we bless this car in the name of Jesus. Ignorant people. Do you know that many things that the church gather around you to say they are thanking God for, they are ignorant of where you are? If I'm asking you to pray for revival tonight, I am not asking you to pray for the apparent. I want you to speak to God about what's going on in the recesses of your soul. Within 1 year, I was heading on a journey that I would never have returned. I know I would have been a big man in terms of what human beings are looking for, but I would have lost my bearing. And I would have been a miserable man, struggling with human beings, neglecting the grace that could have been mine. So Jonah spoke. We didn't know he spoke. Jonah said, "That is why I fled before unto Tarshish." We didn't know that he had a reason. Now he is confessing by himself. Praise the Lord. Did you see how he was so annoyed up to verse 3? "Therefore now, O Lord, do what? I beseech you, take my life from me. For it is better for me to die than to live." What's the matter? What's the matter? What's going on with Jonah? He was willing to die because some people repented. What's the problem? Did he have a tribalistic problem? Did he just want his prophecy to come to pass, even if people perish? What was the matter with this man? Silent chapters. God asked him, "Are you doing well to be angry?" See the question in verse 4. Then said the Lord, "Dost thou do well to be angry?" So Jonah went out of the city, sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. He was waiting for the city to perish. The Lord God prepared a guard, made it to come over Jonah, that he might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the guard. So God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, he smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted. And he wished in himself to die. And he said, it's better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the God? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? What was the matter with Mr. Jonah? A man of God. Sometimes you see some of our preachers, you are the one following them. Heaven is querying them. Some of you wonder why some people are starting new fellowship. And because you are ignorant, you are running after them. But heaven knows that this boy is calling a quarrel with somebody. He's saying, if they think I cannot be president of the fellowship, I will prove to them that I can start my own and become something. Some of you, even the course you are reading is not the course you should read, though. But because you have said something that none of us had when you were saying it, I will prove to them that I can be something. It's okay. Keep proving to them until your life finished. Jonah's life ended with a question mark. I suggest to you, not because of something that all of us can read or see, it's because of these imperceptible chapters. And if I'm asking you to pray tonight, how I wish you will sincerely get to the place where you say, God, I want us to discuss my silent chapters. I want you to deal with those things that nobody knows about me. I want you to deal with it. And there are things that you have never told anybody, but that's what is making you restless. Somebody had a baby for his father, for her father. And the baby was growing. And the baby kept asking, where's my dad? No answer. Yes, we are rolling. Yes, we are rolling. The child kept calling the father, granddad, not knowing that that baba. When she could not hide it, so ever since this happened, I knew, my father knew, the two of us knew. But we made sure nobody else knew. You wonder why everything is scattering. Silent chapters. Chapters that nobody, you have not been confident enough to tell anybody. You don't want anybody to even know. But these are the things that has locked you up in the prison of your conscience. Jonah, I thought he would have ended his life like Elisha, his contemporary. But his own ministry, his own life ended with a question mark. Because of imperceptible corrosion of the heart. Something that nobody ever knew about him that has happened to him. Brothers, if there's going to be genuine revival, I think the chapter in between verse 2 and verse 3 needed to be brought before God and say, God, don't let it end like Jonah's life ended. You know, when God was going to help Jacob yesterday, God said, what is your name? Do you remember? And then Jacob said, sir, I am Jacob. Honestly speaking, I am what? As you see me, everything you see that I'm gathering about here, I Jacob them. But the unfortunate thing is, when God was trying to recover Jonah, Jonah became irrecoverable. The way the chapter ended bothered me a lot. It ended with question mark. And in my mind, I don't know where Jonah, because he didn't answer that question. I don't know how he ended it. But God decided to leave it hanging. I don't know. But I'm just learning from the life of this man. God, don't let anything that nobody sees about Brother Gbile, don't let it be a silent chapter that when we get there, it will not happen in the name of Jesus Christ. When you get there, those that you thought would be at the forefront, those that you thought that God cannot call 2, 3, 4 people before he will call them, and then the roll will be going, they will be calling number 20, number 30, number 200, number 2,000, 2 million. He said, what of this brother? I said, which brother? He's one of our most popular preachers. Please check him on the other side. You say, God? No, he can't be. You are making a mistake. God said, we don't make mistakes here. Check him on the other side. And then you peep on the other side where they were gnashing their teeth. You hear the man of God crying. Then he will start telling the story. He will say, I was an hypocrite. All the things you thought I was doing, no. Now I am here where I can hide nothing. Now, follow me back. What are the practical things that Jonah did? You know, I started with silent chapters. And I wanted to start like that because I believe that before there can be an outward manifestation, there is an inward action. Are you hearing me? Before you see anything happening outwardly, it has happened where? Inside. Before you see anybody misbehaving physically, he has misbehaved where? Inside. That's why we decided to first search the silent, imperceptible chapters that makes men to end their lives on the wrong side. Now let's see what are the physical parameters or pointers that we can easily see. Verse 3. We are now back in chapter 1 now. You know, we went to chapter 2, chapter 4, because we are tracing what? What were we tracing? Silent chapters. So now let's look at the manifestation of inside corrosion. The manifestation of inside defeat. Let's see it now. Now, that may not take time because I know you can easily see. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. The first thing that was an indication for me was that they said he rose up to flee unto Tarshish from... Did you see it in your own Bible? From where? From the presence of God. When a man is beginning to lose his stand with God, he can no longer endure sincere presence of God. He can no longer endure sound doctrine. He rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down. Are you hearing me? Did they say he went on? He went on. He went up. Where did he go? Excuse me. Whensoever a man is beginning to move out of the presence of God, how is he going? He's going down. There is nobody who moves away from the glorious presence that is going on or is going up. Every time a man moves from God's presence, he can only go down. He went down to Joppa. Did you see that? Eh? Don't ask me where Joppa is. But I think Joppa is the stepping stone. Unto where? Unto Tarshish. Joppa is the first bus stop of early backsliders. Eh? Joppa is the first step onto backsliding. And he went down to Joppa. Now, when he got to Joppa, I want you to see what happened to him. He found what? A ship going to Tarshish. For me, that's very important. I thought that when a man is running away from the presence of God and when he's doing something that is wrong, I thought there would be no ship to carry him. But when he got to Joppa, there was a ship. Can I inform you tonight? All of you, are you hearing me? Anytime you want to go down to Joppa, you will find a ship. You see, when I was growing up in my village, many of our townspeople, they are traders, and they used to either travel to Jos or go to Kano, or they travel to Ghana, all of that. They are very great travelers. And so when you go to Motor Park, there are different buses going to Jos, and they all have names. Moboluwaduro, Usuolale, Isuchuku. I hope you are familiar with all those names. Names of buses, some are going to Lagos and you say, I want to join Ekenedilichuku or something like that. Now, when he got to to Joppa, there were ships going to Tarshish. And they all have their different names. And anytime you want to go down to Tarshish and you go to Joppa, you find a ship. If I mention some of the names of the ships, you will be interested now. Sometimes it is friendship. What did I call it? Friendship. There's a friendship that is taking you down to Tarshish. It's a ship. Sometimes it is relationship. Is it a ship? There's a relationship. You just enter into a relationship now and you are going down. Sometimes it is scholarship. Is it a ship? Scholarship. Sometimes some went for housemanship. And it was a ship that took them down. Some it is internship. There are others that it is called fellowship. So you don't know. There are fellowships on their way to where? To Tarshish. They even read Bible there. But the journey is to Tarshish. It's a fellowship. For some, it is sponsorship. There's one man that says he will sponsor you. And you are saying, well, since my dad cannot pay my, you say, cannot sponsor me here, I just have to find somebody. So there's a sugar daddy who has offered a ship. What's the name of that ship? Sponsorship. That's why you are befriending somebody who is as old as your father. You don't know where that ship is carrying you. It's to Tarshish. Sometime I said it could be courtship. Is it not a ship? Some of you are in courtship. And you know that that ship is taking you down to where? To Tarshish. For some others, it is hardship. They say things are hard. Hardship is taking them down to Tarshish. Some it is apprenticeship. Did you see that all the sheep I've been mentioning, they are ships that have taken so many people down to Tarshish? And somebody say, well, hey, I'm not alone. Honestly speaking, you will never be alone going down to Tarshish. Are you hearing me? You can never be alone. And I saw that as they got to Joppa, there were these Agbero boys at Joppa. They said, Tarshish, Tarshish, Tarshish. Only two passengers. Two more. Tarshish, Tarshish. Tarshish, Tarshish, join us, join us. We are together again. Going together. Going to Tarshish, 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 Tarshish. From the presence of God. Join us. Join us. You will never walk alone. You will never be lonely. We are going together to Tarshish. Tarshish. There are organs in that ship. When they begin to play, never alone, never alone. If no one loves you, I say, I love you. He found a ship going down. And so, what did he do? He paid the fare. I found that going down to Tarshish, you pay. You pay. You pay with your dear life. You pay with the grace of God. He said, well, there's a friend of ours who is also there. Where is your friend going? Did you see the direction of his journey before you join him? My dear brother and sister, why am I laboring on Jonah tonight? If we are talking about revival, we must be dealing with the imperceptible issues that has evacuated and perforated and leaked away the grace of God on several lives. Some of you think it was wonderful just to join any fellowship. I was on a campus some years back, and as I finished preaching, one lady just came and said, "Uncle, I couldn't sleep since yesterday." I said, "What?" He said, I couldn't hide it. I have to tell you. I said, "What it is? Tell me." So we sat there. I said, "Look, I'm the vice president of our fellowship. And me and Papa." I was hearing that word that time for the first time. I said, "Papa. Who is Papa?" Herself and Papa, they've been sleeping together. And she's now confused. She doesn't know what to do. And anytime she wants to talk, Papa said, "No. You see, we don't have to spoil the fellowship. They don't have to spoil the sheep. It's a sheep, you know. The Bible said, and he went down into it. This is the second down, Abby. He went down to Joppa. And he found a sheep. And what did he do now? He went down into it. And the Bible said, please look at what the Bible said, to go with them. Very serious things. To go with them. Whom are you going with? Whom are you going with? Some of you were decent before you left home. But once you came on this campus, you've joined a ship. Going with them. Whenever you are reading your Bible, they came around and said, "Close the Bible. Where are you, the mother of Jesus?" Gradually, and you are going with them. Going with them from the presence of the Lord. Let's check the sheep. Have you joined a sheep, sir? It may be a business partnership. It's a sheep. If I will give you an assignment, just write all the sheep you know and list them and check which sheep are you in and what is their direction. But look at the Lord wanting to rescue Jonah. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and they cried every man to his God. And they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone again down into where? The sides of the ship. And what did he do now? He lay down and was fast asleep. Everybody was crying, but this man has gone down. Are you going down, my friend? The shipmaster came to him and said, what do you mean, O sleeper? What do you mean? You know they have to do like this. What do you mean, O sleeper?
There is it.
Arise, call upon your God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Listen to him. And he said, everyone to his fellow, come. Let us cast lot that we may know for whose cause this evil has come on us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon who? And they said to him, tell us, we pray you, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is your occupation? Where are you coming from? What is your country? What people are you? Tell us. He said, I am an Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Eh? You mean your God is the one that made the sea and the dry land? Why have you done this? Did you see unbelievers asking him? For the man knew that he fled from where? From the presence of the Lord, because he had done what? He told them. Now, in the earlier verses, did we see where he told them? Eh? These are all off record. Do you know some of you have made commitments to people? You said things to people. You thought you were just gisting. You didn't know that you are committing your life. He told them that whatever God wants to do, make him do, I'm not going. They said, where are you not going? He said, I'm not going. I'm not going to that Nineveh. Take me to Tarshish with you. I'm going with you. I will not go with God. I'll go with you. I wish those people have known that he was a dangerous passenger. You know, when they were throwing their cargo out, the cargo they miscarried. Who was the cargo? It was Jonah. So when they cried, they said, so what shall we do to you? So that the sea may become to us, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous. He said to them, take me up. Cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea become to you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Ah! Did you see Jonah? Do you know this, the initial for his name now? Eh? You don't know. It's Mr. Jonah Olori Kunkun Amitai. Are you hearing me now? That's why it's J-O Amitai. Jonah Olori Kunkun Amitai. Call on your God now. Pray, maybe God will have you. No. Help us now. I say no. What do we do to you? Carry me. Throw me into the sea. Ah, you will die. He said, eh? God was asking him, are you correct to be angry? He said, yes. I'm in fact unto death. Ah. Jonah, why are you this? Did I not tell you before? Before I left my country, I told you. That was why I was going to Tarshish. Brother, if this man's life ended with a question mark, you can see. Every opportunity to recover him. Every correction to bring his life on his knees. The wind was sent to bring him on his knees. Do you know if Jonah should stand up in that ship and say, ladies and gentlemen, actually this problem is because I am quarreling with God. My God is the owner of the sea and everything. But me and him, we quarreled. That's why I was in your midst. And if you don't want to perish, there's only one thing you guys should do. They said, what? He said, turn. First go and drop me in Nineveh. When you finish dropping me in Nineveh, you can continue your journey. Everything will be alright. Do you know that they will have done it? Would they have done it? Because everything was, they have lost everything now. They were going to die. But Olori Kokun Jonah. No. And I can see some of you, the word of God is coming to you. Say, no. The Holy Spirit said, go and repent. He said, no. I'm the president of fellowship. How can anybody see a whole me, president, going to the altar to go and preach? What is Brother Gwile preaching that I cannot preach myself? Olori Kokun. That was why his life ended with a question mark. Opportunities to cry to God, he will not cry. Opportunity to say, God, have mercy on me. No. You know, sometimes when we are praying, I look at some brothers and I'm afraid of them. A young brother was living in immorality with a young lady. And the word of God was coming like this. And I saw how the girl was under conviction and she was running to the altar. And that young man stood like this. Do you know he did something that bothered me? And he came and put his hand on the girl. Say, we are going now. Follow me. All this confusion. And managed to drag the girl away. No, I have met so many Olori Kokun before. But I've never seen any of them who arrived anywhere. They have ended in shambles. May it not happen tonight that the Holy Ghost speaking so seriously to your spirit and your response, not now. Even if I'm going to repent, not before my members. You forgot that you are also a student. You forgot that these brothers and sisters you are calling your members, they were your classmates. Are there some of you that already plan not to graduate? You want to be a permanent pastor on campus. He said, well, that's why I said you don't need to go to such a meeting. God is using me also. Jonah, Olori Kokun, son of Amittai. Friend, I'm asking you tonight. All opportunities for God to recover Jonah. God sent the wind, not to destroy Jonah, but to bring him to reason. Carry me. Throw me. They say, pray now. Pray. Beg God. No. I prefer to die than to go to Nineveh. The people tried. No way. They came to him and said, Jonah, can't you call on your God? He said, no. I know if I call on him, he will answer, but I'm not calling him. Carry me. So the people with trembling said, oh, Oluwa, Oroti, I'm a water, I'm a They were speaking in their native tongue. Say, oh God, we don't know the matter between you and this man. Who? And please don't count his blood on us. So he said we should throw him out. So they just carry him. They carry the cargo. And jua inside the sea. I think Jonah had already closed his eyes. He thought that he was going to die. He didn't know. What many people didn't know is this. People think that death is the end of the matter. You don't know that death is only a stepping stone unto eternity. You don't know that if you don't make your life right with God and death happens, you only open to eternal sorrow. Jonah found himself as he was landing. God said, God spoke to one of his fishes. He said, I'm going to go to the river. Fish, they will obey God. Jonah will not. Fish will listen to instruction. A man that have experienced anointing will not. The fish say, yes, sir. And you see the fish just came. As soon as Jonah was landing, the mouth of the fish was open to swallow him, swallowed him. Jonah didn't know where he landed. To sleep, he can't sleep. To die, he could not die. To sit up, he could not sit. To breathe, he could not breathe. When you fight God, you will see something. The thing was going up and down. He cried. He wanted to die. No death. No food. No air to breathe. Every place was dark. You've never traveled under the sea before. I had to, you know, I like making experiments. When I had a chance, I said, okay, I have a meeting somewhere in Belgium. So I wanted to take the English channel. You know, they went and made, you know, train under the ocean. I just wanted to make experience. I took my wife. I said, we are going under the English channel. Let's see. When we enter, I thought I would see something. Nothing. It was completely dark. I said, wow. You try to look up. Everywhere is dark. Okonkonbiribiri. So we are under the sea now. Then I could imagine where Jonah was. I could see Jonah, but for me, there was a seat. You can relax. But for Jonah, my friend, nowhere to sit, nowhere to lie. Look at how the fish just bundled him together like this. Pains on the neck, on the back, everywhere. Nobody taught Jonah when he began to cry. Oh Lord, I will pay my vow. Oh Lord, I will obey you. I am ready to obey your word. God told the fish, not now, not yet. The first day passed. Second day passed. By the third day, when the man was finished, he began to confess. Hey, I was holding to lying vanities. Idols have entered my heart. That's why I forgot the grace of God. Please, Lord, I will pay my vow. I will do what you told me to do. I will not do it again. Hey, I will not do it again. Yeah. God said, fish. Nineveh. And the fish knew the road to Nineveh. If God didn't want to use human beings, his work on earth would have finished. Because they will have obeyed him instantly. Do you see how the fish went straight to Nineveh? I could almost tell you what happened. As this fish was coming like this, people don't know what kind of fish is here. What kind of fish is coming? The fishermen thought they have got something to catch. When the thing came close, it came close. Then he opened the mouth and did like this. Oh! Something fell out. He did kuduru like this. Fishermen, they ran. We have never seen this before. They began to say, what is this? What is this? For the first 10 minutes, the thing was like this. Because fresh air needed to blow for his nose to open up again. Then suddenly, they saw something, stretching leg. They said, He became a man, a full-grown man, Olori Kunkun. Before they remove all the panties that the fish, you know, swallowed and everything, when he woke up, then the Lord again, the word of the Lord came to him the second time. I don't know whether God is speaking to you the second time. I don't know whether the Holy Spirit is speaking to you the second time. Maybe this is the third time you have made abortion and you almost died. And you said, God, if you can deliver me, God. And you were delivered. But no sooner as you recovered, you are visiting again. You want your life to end with a question mark? The word of the Lord came to him the second time. Jonah, son of Amittai, arise, go to Nineveh and cry to them the message that I bid you. What I told you before, go and tell them. You will think that spending 3 days in the belly of the fish will have finished the orikoko of Jonah. You will have thought that he will have been so grateful to God as to say, Father, anywhere you went, I will follow you. Send me anywhere, I will obey, Lord. When Jonah arose and went into Nineveh and began to preach, God began to walk. The Spirit of God went ahead of him. The people began to repent. He began to, God began to walk. That is the next problem I want to suggest to you before we pray together. Can I tell you this? Would you like to hear this last problem? It's the peculiar problem of preachers. Peculiar problem of preachers. Peculiar problem of those who are experienced with the word of God. What is it? That you can preach and things will be happening. People can be healed. People can even repent when you are still in your backsliding state. Listen, I'm telling you that it's a peculiar problem of preachers. Is a problem of those whom God has used before. Even when they have lost their point with God, things can still happen. You wonder why a man that is fornicating is still preaching and the anointing is still flowing like water. And some of you are convinced and say, if God is not with him, why are people being saved? Don't talk like that. Nineveh repented, but Jonah has not. There was a great revival in Nineveh, But the vessel that was used was not part of it. Nineveh did not perish because Jonah preached. But Jonah himself was outside it. Do you know it is possible for you to be used to help others? And that does not mean you are being helped at all. Do you know? These are the issues I don't want to ignore about my life. I don't want to congratulate myself that yes, people have been saved as I preach here, as I preach there. That doesn't have anything to do with who I am. The name of Jesus is creditworthy anytime. If we honor his name, even if a dog mentions it. Are you hearing me? So what must I do not to miss my own place? I must keep an eye on my personal relationship with God. I must not measure my life with the things that happen in the congregation of God's people. I must not think that because I'm preaching and people are getting helped and they are being saved, that it's well with my soul when it is not. I am surprised that some people will be able to say in that day, in your name, we cast out demons. I'm wondering, how could people in his name cast out demons and they will still be workers of iniquity? Very possible. Very possible. It is this kind of possibility that I'm crying to you about tonight. Are there some of you say, well, even though I am still watching pornographic films, but anytime I preach in my fellowship, things happen. Hallelujah. You are joking. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know. You don't know. I know. I know. I know that a man of God can be dying, but when he come on the pulpit, fire. So that's why I do not rate any man of God by the pulpit. Because the pulpit is a place where God can just walk anytime he wants to walk. It has nothing to do with how correct you are. So I must tell even those of you that are preachers, fellowship presidents, fellowship ESCO members, never you be arrogant. Can you let us insist that your personal walk with God comes before any activity of ministry? Can I suggest to you that the only way you can last, that in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if God tarries, you will still be relevant, is if you check what goes on in your inner man. Jonah preached. Chapter 3 was the chapter of revival of Nineveh, but not the revival of Jonah. Am I talking to somebody? Eh? Have you ever gone for a meeting where things happened? People were blessed, but you are dry. You sang, people are just jubilating, but inside of you, there's a question mark. Have you ever seen preachers who preach so powerfully, but they went home and themselves and their wives, they are fighting? And only wives of such preachers can tell you the truth. So when they see the husband doing his leg like this, he say, you know, be my husband. If you know the trouble that many preachers' wives are going through, and I can talk to some of you young girls. You don't marry ministry. Not many of those pastors' wives are happy. They can't cry publicly because they must not spoil ministry. They cannot go to anybody for counseling because how can pastor's wife need counseling? Even though they quarrel at home, when they are coming to church, The man of God would like to bribe his wife with a special introduction. He said, well, hallelujah. You know what I want to talk about now? I want to talk about somebody who is special. Somebody who is wonderful, two-daful, three-daful, and I'm talking of nobody else, the mommy of this church, the mother in Israel, the one that makes me tick. Shout hallelujah, somebody. All of that you think is true. It's all a bribe. When they get back home, you will see, say, now, as we were saying. So what is it that you are making noise about in the morning? I will show you my true color. Why they are doing that? If anybody should knock, Anya Ojayi alone, then he quickly say, yes, how are you, sister? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And here you meet madam. Come and greet her. Please come. Please, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When she goes, so what were you saying? Now I'm telling you. You see, Jonah preached. Nineveh repented. But Jonah was dry. Secret things that makes great men's life to end in jeopardy. They give attention to the public. They overlook the private. They are more concerned about presentation, but they do not pay attention to preservation of their inner man. They take time to dress up, but they did not take enough time to deal with personal hygiene of their spirit. Time has come for me to ask you to join me in prayer. We have spent time on Jonah because I don't know how we can cry for revival and not cry for issues that are more pertinent. Issues that have made many lives to end in a question mark. And my fear is that many more lives are still going to end with a question mark. Many more that you thought are great may be found last when the roll is called up yonder. I would like to pray together with you tonight. Would you like us to pray together? Now, let me tell you something as you pray with me. Please, listen. Very important. Even if you don't want to pray, I have a need to pray. Even if you feel, well, you are a very, 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 very powerful man. He that thinketh he standeth, let him take it, lest he fall. The mighty are falling before. Termites of sin have finished them. We didn't know that Jonah was saying anything. We didn't know that idols have entered into his heart. We didn't know. That he has missed the point with God. We didn't know that the sheep he found on the road to Tarshish when he joined it at Joppa. We didn't know that those sheep, they could be little things like friendship, courtship, fellowship, relationship, scholarship, partnership, hardship, all kind of sheep. I want to pray for myself tonight and say, God, I must end well. That's the prayer I'm praying tonight. I don't want to preach about revival and not be in revival. I don't want to challenge others to revival and I will be out of it. I don't want to call many to the kingdom of God and I myself will be ordered to stand aside. I will end well. Oh, mumi dele o baba o Jesu. Ko u ma she de mi lona o. Ke she mi ma she ye. Oh, mumi dele o baba o Jesu. Ko u ma she de mi lona o. Kese mi ma se ye. Oluwa mu mi dele o baba o Jesu. Ko un ma se de mi lona o. Kese mi ma se ye. Oluwa mu mi dele o baba o Jesu. Ko un ma se de mi lona o. Kese mi ma se ye. Olorun wa mu mi dele o baba o Jesu. I'm not going to end with a question mark. Maraka baba 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 sando robo shiba. Lesoto robo satari masando robo shiba ba. Rika sunda bako robo surya. Yeka baba 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 baba. Rosoto korobo sanda kuri masai la 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 la. Yeko korobo sanda bakuri ala ba 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 ba. Reko sondo robo sondo yorobo bo sondo robo shiria. Oh God, yiri masanda mama mama. Yeto kosondo robo shinda bakuri. Ribo sende yerebo suria. Oh God, Ika riba santa baba baba baba. Yeko sondo robo shinda kaburi basaila. Oh God, oh Lord Jesus. Makata yakata uraba sando robo shiri. Many mighty have fallen. Many have become casualties on their journey. Many have become a window dressing. Many have become a shadow of where they started. Maraba baba 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 saya. Rebo sondo robo sende yerebo surya. Ko un ma se de mi lona o. Kese mi ma se ye. Oh God, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. Kirima Santa Bakondo Roboshinda Bakuria. Lord. People that have prophesied and their prophecies have come to pass, they have become non-entities. People that have prayed and people have been healed, they are now on the wayside. People that have preached and cities were shaking, they are no more in revival. They are now dried up. Almighty God, Masata yakato robosondo roboshinda bakuria. Come to my help. Come, Lord, to my rescue. Come, oh God. I can't preach revival and not be in revival. I cannot call others and I will be left out. Lord. I must end well. Lord, I must end well. Lord, I want to end well. Lord, I want to end well. Father, I want to end well. Why we cry to the Father now? Listen. Listen. You see, this night, I want you to come to Him. You know where nobody knows. The imperceptible secrets. Those who look nice on the surface, but with a corroded heart. Find a space before God tonight as we take the song. We just lift up your hand and say, Father, there's nowhere I can go. Don't cast me into the ocean. Don't cast me out from your presence. Rather, draw me to yourself tonight. Draw me to yourself. Forgive me tonight. Save me from these secrets. Deliver me from this trouble of my life. I am coming to you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, our Father. You raise up your hands to the Lord in prayer. If Jonah had obeyed, if Jonah had not felt, who can talk to me? He would not have ended where he ended. If this night, the Holy Spirit is saying, go to the altar. Go and lay down your life. Go and confess your secret. Go, let me send you help tonight. While you are lifting up your hands, just walk down to the altar if you can. And just find yourself at the feet of the Savior and say, God, the issue you are raising tonight, there are the things that nobody will talk to me about. There are the things that people don't know I still do. They don't know that it's still happening in me. They don't know that I'm still struggling. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me tonight. If you are coming down, just lift up your right hand and keep coming and say, God, I don't know how you will help my life. I don't know how you will change my case. I don't know how you will correct my situation. Thank you, friend. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You can't say you are big. Jonah was bigger than you. You can't say you're a prophet. Jonah prophesied for years. You cannot say you have preached. Jonah preached, a whole city repented. A whole city. They were in sackcloth. But Jonah was outside. Jonah was not in the revival. Jonah almost finished his life. Come out quickly. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Please take this song for me. Father. Father. Our Father,
Father.
Are you coming down?
Father,
wherever you are standing, just come down and say, God, Holy Spirit, help my life tonight. Holy Spirit, God bless you. God bless you. Make sure you just need her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to conclude in prayer now. But let me ask, if you knew that the Spirit of God is urging you tonight, the Holy Spirit is saying, if you keep it, it will grow inside. If you don't expose it to God, that thing will destroy you. It will be something you do only when you are alone. Habits. Habits of life. Sometimes they look harmless, but they are very destructive. While we are praying together, just lift up your hands to heaven. If you intend to come to the altar but you don't have space, just lift up your hands to God now and say, God, whatever made Jonah to end that way, I must end my life well. I'm not going to call others to heaven and I'm going to be a castaway. I'm not going to be involved in such a great thing like this and I will still be outside the purpose of God. Just lift those hands and keep praying right now. Just pray. Those that have stepped out before God, maybe this is the second time the Holy Spirit confronts you. Maybe this is the third time God is speaking directly to your life and say, give your heart to Jesus. Please do it tonight. Do it tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Somebody is still standing there that needs to lift up his two hands to God and say, Father, 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 here am I. Father, here am I. Father, here is my secret. There's something about me that nobody knows. I have not been bold to open it up. But I'm stretching my hand to you. Have mercy on me. Help me tonight. Just help my life tonight. Just lift your hand wherever you are. Say, Lord, this is me. Thank you. Thank you. My brothers have seen you. The Lord has seen you. God has seen you. God is willing to have mercy on you tonight. You are not going to go back the way you came. Heaven is going to change your story. Your story is going to change from tonight. In the name of Jesus. While you are lifting those two hands to God, can I pray with you? Let's pray together. All those who desire. You see, some people have been able to come down. Others have not been able, and they are standing and say, Lord, this is my life. Some say, I've gone to altar many times, but I never told you the story. I never told you what is the problem. Tonight, I'm willing to let you know. I'm willing, Lord, for you to help me change my story. Change my story. Have you lifted your hand to God? Please do so. I'm particularly praying for all those who have seen a need tonight. All those whose heart is bleeding and say, it will not happen to me like it happened to Jonah. The things that ended Jonah where he ended, I will not end like that. Father, you are the Lord who said, come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. It was your promise. We would not have been reading Jonah if you did not intend to use his life to instruct us. You would not have been showing us these intrinsic, silent issues. We have read our Bible many times. We didn't see that. But because we are crying for revival, you want to show us where we need revival. Father, tonight, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. You are the God of mercy. All we plead for tonight is your mercy. You said we should come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us. May we obtain mercy from your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are not crying to you about what others can see. We are speaking to you about those secret things, those silent chapters that has the capacity to render our lives impotent and useless. Those things that is hidden behind pulpits, that has made the church less powerful, less effective, that has made the church ordinary window dressing rather than a fresh encounter with God. Tonight, Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are intent. We don't want to continue like this. We want to be open. We want to be sincere. We need a fresh touch. Touch us once again in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, break the shell. Break the shell. Heal us from inside in the name of Jesus. All hypocritical prayers, all speaking in tongues just to cover up a matter. Tonight, Father, we repent. We turn away from such. We plead with you tonight, visit us again. Revive us, O Lord, according to your will. Kindle a fresh fire in our souls in the name of Jesus. Those who have been pretending, those who have been living under a cover-up, those who have been preaching but they cover things, tonight, Lord, we are ready to plead for mercy. And we are saying, oh God, don't allow our lives to end where Jonah ended. Oh, we saw Jonah, he preached. Thousands were saved. People repented. But his own heart remained dry, unbroken, untouched. Untouched. And at the end, he was still angry. You say, are you doing well to be angry? He said, yes, even unto death. Jonah forgot that those who are angry unto death, they will go to hellfire. Father, tonight I plead with you. Those things that will make a man to jeopardize all that you have intended for the lives of these young people, uproot it tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we saw those sheaves. Those sheaves. We want to come off those sheaves. Take us out of those sheaves in the name of Jesus Christ. Any relationship, any comradeship, any companionship, any partnership, courtship, fellowship, hardship that is likely to pull us down, get us out of it in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we don't have any other person to help us. That's why our cry tonight is unto the Father, unto the Son, and unto the Spirit. Arise, come to our rescue. Let this night be a night of deliverance, a night of release, a night of total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Create in us a new heart. Renew a right spirit within us. We are not first bothered about our outward appearance. Our cry is the inner man. Visit our inner man. Some, their prayer life has died long ago. They only have public prayer. Tonight, Father, renew that altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, O God, those secret sin that is digging deeper into our consecration, deeper into our lives, uproot it in the name of Jesus. Oh, you den of thieves, you are hiding under the temple. You are hiding, you are exchanging, you are buying and selling. The Lord is against you tonight. Leave these children of God alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the pretenders, we remove the garment of pretense. We have come just as we are. Father, clothe us again. Take away our nakedness. Clothe us with your righteousness. Clothe us, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Remove the stain of sin in the name of Jesus. Block every perforation, every leaking vessel. Close it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we have prayed, but we are still going to say one more thing. Others started well, but they ended in shambles. Others were hotter than we were, but they are now history in their lifetime. Others were great singers. They are now second wives somewhere. My Father, I plead with you tonight. None of these ones that are standing, lifting their hands, or kneeling down at your feet, none of them will be casualties in the name of Jesus. Those strengthens the enemy want to sow, those tears that the enemy would like to sow to choke away the seed, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, spread your canopy over this life. Spread your canopy of mercy, your canopy of grace over this life in the name of Jesus. My Father, tonight, let tonight be the beginning of a fire, a never quenching fire, an unquenchable desire for you, desire for personal holiness, desire for sincere walk with God. In the name of Jesus, in all fellowships, in all churches where these people are, let them lose taste for hypocrisy. Give them a fresh appetite for spirituality, appetite for holiness, appetite for personal integrity, appetite for victory. In the name of Jesus.